Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, a spiritual community that promotes global transformation through personal transformation. At the center, we are motivated by a compelling vision of a healthy, loving world, which we call the Global Heart Vision. This vision inspires us to bring the gifts of compassion and loving kindness to the world through our ministries and teaching. What you are about to hear is a recording of a message delivered at the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. Feel welcomed. Feel at home.
I'm reaching out to feel the infinite. I'm reaching out to know the divine. I'm reaching out to feel the infinite. Yeah, forever is already mine. I'm reaching out to feel the infinite. I'm reaching out to know the divine. I'm reaching out to feel the infinite. Yeah, forever is already mine. I'm already there. I'm already home. I'm already safe in my eternal soul. I'm already there. I'm already home. I'm already safe in my eternal soul. I'm going deep to feel the infinite. I'm going deep to know the divine. I'm going deep to feel the infinite. Yeah, forever is already mine. I'm already there. I'm already home. I'm already safe in my eternal soul. I'm already there. I'm already home. I'm already safe in my eternal soul. I'm rising up to feel the infinite. I'm rising up to know the divine. I'm rising up to feel the infinite. Yeah, forever is already mine. I'm already there. I'm already home. I'm already safe in my eternal soul. I'm already there. I'm already home. I'm already safe in my eternal soul.
I can imagine.
我可以想象.
Je peux imaginer un monde.
I can imagine.
Puedo imaginarme.
Ik zie een wereld voor me.
Где мы живем, как одна глобальная семья.
Ambapo tunaishi kama familia moja ya ulimwengu.
Donde hay paz, armonía. Justicia.
Я бачу світ, де ми живемо відповідно до духовної правди.
I see a world where we live according to spiritual truth.
Where we value nature and creativity.
Donde sentimos el llamado hacia la acción social consciente.
Wo wir zu bewusstem sozialem Handeln aufgerufen sind.
Donde somos llamados conscientemente a la acción social.
Waarin wir allemaal geroepen worden tot sociale bewuste actie.
Де ми покликані до свідомої соціальної дії.
Ambapo tunaitwa kuchukua hatua za kijamii.
Donde la vida es honorada como la divinidad.
Where humanity awakens to its spiritual magnificence.
l'humanité s'éveille à sa magnificence spirituelle.
在这个世界，我善待你。
Where people have enough food.
Où les gens ont suffisamment à manger.
Wo die Menschen genug zum Essen haben.
Donde la gente tiene suficientes alimentos.
And I am not the only one.
Na, sio mimi tu.
Und ich bin nicht die Einzige.
And I am not the only one.
And I'm not the only one.
Hello, and welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa Virtual Service. I am Edward Fulyun, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to our service. If this is the first time that you are joining us, you can find out more information about us on our beautifully designed new website, cslsr.org, where there is information about all the ways that we are staying connected during this time of being physically distanced. You can also visit our Instagram page. Our username is CSL Santa Rosa, where there is all kinds of information and an easy link to our website and other ways to connect with the community. The Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa is part of a larger network of centers and study groups. The organization is called Centers for Spiritual Living. Acting as the spiritual leader for the organization, I prepare weekly messages that provide suggested theme focuses for our study groups and centers worldwide. I'd like to play you the short message that I prepared for this week because, in a way, it introduces our topic for next week, having a forgiving attitude and heart. After the video, we'll have music, and then a spiritual mind treatment, which is our form of affirmative prayer. And then the message. So to prepare yourself, I invite you to do what we would be doing if we were sitting here together in the sanctuary. And that is to take a deep breath in and to exhale into quietness and stillness, setting all other things aside so that this next hour can minister to you and touch you and support you and uplift you. Welcome. This week's theme content is created by our Centers for Spiritual Living Chaplaincy Program. Reverend Chaplain Caroline Flanders, Reverend Chaplain Brian Shook, Reverend Dr. Maxine Kay, Reverend Chaplain Paula DeLegge, and Chaplain Raina Buddha. To explore our connections to each other requires that we embrace an important idea that there is something in you that is just like it is in me. That though we may be different, and those differences are to be appreciated and raised up and celebrated, nevertheless, there is something that is in you just in the same way that it is in me. This week, the content creators invite us to explore the role that forgiveness work plays in taking down barriers that prevent us from seeing each other through the filter of shared experience. They present us with these compelling questions. Is there an area in my life where I withhold love and caring? Is there something that is calling for forgiveness? What would happen if I were to set aside real or imagined injury and behave as I did before whatever happened?
what would happen
if I was to return to the love that was the original source of the connection that I experienced before? Would I be willing to listen and hear what is said with an open mind and an open heart? Forgiveness is tender work, and it's best not forced before its time. And it's the kind of work that goes well with a little bit of help from a skilled guide or with prayer support. Did you know that Centers for Spiritual Living has a worldwide, a world ministry of prayer that you can contact for affirmative prayer, which we call spiritual mind treatment? When you're doing work such as forgiveness work, the World Ministry of Prayer has been providing affirmative prayer for over 86 years. Their purpose is to provide the healing power of affirmative prayer treatments to all individuals, anytime and anywhere. They say, we are here to empower you to connect to the love intelligence that governs the universe, transcending any circumstances, so that you can experience your innate divine nature. You can contact the World Ministry of Prayer at worldministryofprayer.org. It couldn't be easier to reach out and get the prayer support that will assist you in feeling your cosmic connection to all that is. My blessings to you.
Still my mind, be at peace.
turn within to that one presence of life, that one source, that one infinite intelligence itself. It is that that holds and expresses in and through and as all of creation, and it is right here, abiding in this moment. It is that that is the life of my life right now, in, through, and as all that I am. And it is that that is the life of each and every person hearing this prayer. For it is that one source that guides, directs, supports, and sustains all. And it is that that is unfolding through our time together, through every word spoken, through the music, through the message. It is that that is receiving through each and every one of us, uplifting and filling us into that greater awareness of who we are. And so I know that we are all blessed in this time together, for we are all present in this one, and it is present in us. And so I simply give thanks for this knowing and surrendering over into that divine embrace. I let this be, and so it is. Amen. Hello, I'm Ruth Barnhart, a minister here at our center. Here's today's affirmation from our Beyond 2020 Spiritual Vision Book. I am enough and have enough. I am enough and share who I am. I am enough because of what lives within me. And so it is.
It's all about allowing peace within, in absolute surrender, soul, serenity begins. For when the storm subsided and calm becomes the way, it's all about allowing it to stay. It's all about allowing love to flow. It's setting down your burden and just simply letting go. For as you cease the struggle and love pours through your heart, it's all about allowing it to start. Now feel it warm and shining, new with promise, strong, undying love, different than any you have known. And now the seed is sown. It's all about allowing change to show, then living in the moment like it's all you'll ever know. And though it won't be easy, you can truly say you've tried, for it's all about allowing it inside. Setting down your burden and just simply letting go. For as you cease the struggle and love pours through your heart, it was all about allowing
Before I begin with today's topic, I would like to pause for a moment to acknowledge that our Hindu friends around the world are celebrating Navaratri. It's a festival of 9 nights, 10 days in total, which started on October 17 this year. Now, Navaratri is a festival that honors the divine feminine. And each night of the festival is dedicated to an aspect of the divine feminine. Now, as the way of things in world religions, this festival is celebrated in many different ways by different people in different regions, but typically with huge parades, with lots of color, with fasting, sometimes with feasting, sometimes with dancing, but always with spiritual ceremonies and prayers. And of course, there are different stories as to why Navaratri is celebrated and how it came to be. Now, one of the stories I heard, which I like, tells of how the king of the demons started a war against the powers of heaven. The king of the demons rose up and started a war against the powers of heaven. Now, to meet the challenge, because it was a mighty demonic power, to meet the challenge, all of the heavenly powers had to get together. They had to pool their resources, and that also included the trinity of Shiva, Brahma, and Vishnu. They pooled their resources, and what do you think they produced when they put all of their power together? They produced the mother of all power, the divine feminine. And the goddess Durga was brought forth. Now think of that. What a lovely message for today. The divine feminine power was brought forth to address the rising up of demonic powers. Isn't that something? And she, the goddess, after 9 nights of battle, she does overcome the demon king. And so it is that the last day of the festival, the 10th day, is celebrated as the victory of good over evil, not just once, but forever and ever and ever. Don't we just love a story about the supremacy of good? I do. I love it. And right now, it's very important for me to have stories like that to help me remember that good is the way of things. Good always prevails. To me, the battle in this story is a metaphor for, well, the inner struggle that each one of us has, I have, you may have, that takes place in our society, the struggle between the inherent inclination toward goodness and lower level impulses of selfishness, of control, of domination. And so this calling forth of the divine feminine, it reminds me of how we call forth our spiritual values of compassion and love and inclusion to guide us through the uprising of demonic forces and to trust them. Even though it seems it's taking much longer than I would like for things to get settled down, to stay the course, to stay with what is good and true and just, and not to depart from that, because good prevails. Now, on to today's topic, which is asking. Another one of the heavenly superpowers that we have at our disposal. You see, this month we've been talking about the law of circulation, which is about how to remain mindfully aware of our connection to the infinite flow of possibilities. By how we give and how we receive, by how we ask and by how we forgive. And next week we'll be talking about forgiveness. And also about how we appreciate and acknowledge and give thanks, how we celebrate. And that reminds me that we have our traditional Thanksgiving Eve service coming up. And the staff and the services team are doing a terrific job to make sure we can still do our traditional filling in cards of what we intend to be grateful for in 2021. We've worked that out. So look for the information on our website. Come to our virtual Thanksgiving Eve service. And one more thing. I'm inviting you to make, and I mean you, I'm inviting you to make a 60-second, that's 1 minute, nothing more, a 60-second selfie video saying what the unexpected gift of 2020 has been for you and your loved ones that you're grateful for. And then you send it to me. And my email address is edward.fillion@cslsr.org. You send that to me and I'll include as many of them as I can in our Thanksgiving Eve virtual service. So our spiritual practice with this law of circulation is to pay attention to all of these moving parts, these actions of circulation, the giving, the receiving, the asking, and the forgiving, to make sure that they are all going, because when one is stuck, it impacts the others. So in the same way that we maintain our car or we take care of equipment that has moving mechanical parts, spiritually speaking, we get to make sure that all of these parts of circulation are moving, flowing beautifully along. Because it's difficult to be in the flow if your gratitude is stuck. It's difficult to be in the flow if your giving is stalled. It's difficult to be in the flow if your receiving is blocked. And it is also difficult to be in the flow if you and I do not let it be known what we want. Now, right here, it's important to pause for a moment to acknowledge that sometimes we mix up our social relationships with other human beings. You know, how we interact with people. We mix that up with our divine relationship and how we interact with spirit. And that confuses the matter of asking. Look, in the social realm, there may very well be conventions about asking, you know, politeness or cultural standards, and what does it mean to ask, and what is a good way to ask. And none of that relates to how we interact with spirit. We've got to separate the two. I'm going to read to you some statements that we've collected from students in classes about asking and receiving. And as I read them, see if any of these apply to you. Asking for something means I'm incompetent. I failed to help myself, and now I need to rely on others. Asking for help implies that I'm weak, and when I'm weak, others could take advantage of me. If they really understood me, I wouldn't need to ask. They would know what I need. Asking a question means I'm stupid, ignorant, uninformed, and I should know the answer before I even ask. Asking for something is an imposition on others. It's greedy. It's impolite. It's something I don't have the right to do. And so it goes. So whether or not you've identified yourself in those, or maybe there are other reasons why asking in the social world is difficult, I want you to consider that all of those statements have to do with our interaction with other people. And none of it applies to our relationship with the divine. So we ought not to confuse the one with the other, and we ought not to bring all of that stuff into our spiritual practice of asking. Now, I want to make sure I acknowledge that there are things we have to sort out and investigate when it comes to interacting with other people in the social realm. Absolutely. You know, how I ask for what I want at work, with my family, with my friends. These are important skills, you know, because we can offend each other with clumsy asking, by asking for too much too frequently, or by asking for something that another person doesn't want to give, or asking in a too demanding way, and so on. But it is important to separate that all away from when we are interacting with the divine, because none of it applies. So here's the thing I want you to think about today. When it comes to the divine, it is very important to understand you cannot offend the divine. Very important. In other words, there are no required rules of politeness. There is only this. This is very important. Ask or don't ask. End of story. So today I'm talking about the ask in spiritual practice. Today I'm talking about being brave enough to identify what it is you want, because the ask in spiritual practice is identifying what you want. And that identifying what you want takes place in your own consciousness. You don't send it out. You don't have to reach anywhere. You don't have to explain your position. The ask is identifying what you want. So again, the ask in spiritual practice is the process of getting clear on what it is you want. Seeing it in your mind's eye, you know, in your imagination. Not as something far off to attain, but very close. In fact, you use your imagination to bring this desired good, this desired outcome, as close as you possibly can, to step into it, so to speak, so that it occupies the same space as you in your imagination. And then the next thing is to feel how you would feel to have that specific result. Now, you may have to use your imagination to feel that, to bring that feeling forward. And then the next step is to innocently assume that it is already so. Which is why we say at the end of our affirmative prayers, "And so it is." That is the ask of spiritual practice in metaphysics. So now I've got three key ideas I want to share with you. The first one you've already heard. It's this: ask or don't ask. That's it. You know, according to nonprofit consultants that we consulted with once, they told us that the number one reason why people say they do not give to charitable organizations is that nobody asked them to give. You get that? No ask, no movement. Ask or don't ask. That's it. It turns out in the world of charity that even annoying, unskilled, repetitive asks are more effective than not asking at all. So we get to drop all the stuff about manners, about deserving, about politeness. And this week instead, I invite you to experiment with getting clear on what it is you want for your life, for your loved ones, or for this world. Now right here, it's important to examine what you want. Also, examine what you want to make sure that it doesn't take anything away from somebody else. Because, look, if what I want means you have to lose something, your freedom, your autonomy, your belongings, your equality, your access to health care or resources, your dignity, or your voice, or your vote, or your freedom. I said that one already, but it's really important. If what I want means you have to lose your freedom, it's not okay. I have to start again. I have to make sure that what I want leads, as best as I can understand it, that leads to a world that works for everyone, not just me. But I've got to get clear on what it is I want. That's the first one. Ask or don't ask. Leave all of the mythology behind. Ask or don't ask. Second important idea is this. One door closed means another door opened somewhere. You know, some people tell me that they don't ask for what they want. They don't even ask the divine for what they want because they want to avoid being disappointed by a no for an answer or by a door shutting closed. So this week, I'm going to invite you to look into this idea of disappointment to explore what its power may be. You know, Kevin and I have a saying when we're disappointed. You know, for example, if I was looking forward to going to dinner and then his work schedule changes suddenly and then we have to cancel the dinner plans, you know, we used to pretend it was all okay and you just make nice. Now we've learned to say something like, yes, I'm disappointed. And I won't be destroyed by that disappointment. I'm not going to let that disappointment destroy me. You see, because we've noticed, very early on we noticed that we were kind of afraid of this experience of disappointment or expressing disappointment. And so we had to learn how to let it be okay to be disappointed. And that opened up a whole world. That shifted things because it helped us get close to this idea to remember that when one door closes, it means another door is opening somewhere, and I'm inviting you to get okay with that, to get comfortable with what may seem like a no answer, and feel your disappointment, while at the same time considering that this apparent no answer really means the divine working out your good to come to you some way, somehow. Another door is opening. Your good is coming. Just not in the time and in the way you thought it would. You know, somebody once said, if you want to make God laugh, tell her what your time schedule is for your miracle. Now, the third idea I want to share with you is this. The answer already exists, or the gift is already given. Here's an illustration. Electricity. Electricity is everywhere. But where was it before it was discovered? It already existed. It was where it always had been and ever shall be. The invisible had to be brought into visible form. And I believe that's what happens when we make our ask metaphysically. So this week I invite you to consider this. Just because you cannot see the good I have in mind does not mean it is not there already. It is. It's waiting for us. That's what I believe. And consider this, that my spiritual ask, your spiritual ask, the act of getting clear on what it is you want, is exactly how we provide the vehicle, the channel for the invisible to become the visible. So I guess part of my work and your work is to have patience with that, to trust that, and to approach it with a sense of playful curiosity. So here is a practice that we can do it right now. I invite you to do that with me right now. You know, you would sit quietly like I imagine you are doing right now. And perhaps letting your eyes close, you'd think about a change that you would like to see in our world, for example. Let's start with that. What is a change you would like to see in our world? And then, before we go on, check your intention. Is it for the good of all? Does anyone need to go without in order for you and your vision to come true? And then using your beautiful imagination, imagine that the change you desire has already taken place. Bring it really close to you in your imagination. Put yourself in the scene and then try to feel the feelings that come with that result. And if you need to stay on the step for a while, then by all means do that. Take as long as you like to effortlessly make friends with this ask. That's an important part of the practice, to acknowledge that this activity that you and I are doing right now is the way we make an ask of the divine. And that the answer exists already, just like electricity does. Oh, and then there's this step. It's so important to remind yourself to let go of the details of how and when and where it comes from. Then after sitting for a while, you'd begin to get yourself ready to come out of the meditation so that you can go about your life. And you're going to go about your life with a kind of secret, inner, very personal attitude that assumes this change has already taken place. And so you make a mental note to be on the lookout for subtle and not so subtle signs of the change. And then finally, to have the softness of heart and the largeness of character and the courage to accept that all appearing blocks, no answers, closed door responses really are, in fact, the working out of our final and ultimate yes. Because good always prevails. I invite you to take a deep breath in with me. And as you exhale, we make a transition to that part of our celebration in which we further practice the law of circulation through giving and receiving, in this particular case, in your giving to the center financially and in your receiving all of the work and blessing that come from the hands of the volunteers and the staff and all of the financial giving that makes all of it possible for us to have a spiritual center. So I invite you to think about the meaning that the Center for Spiritual Living has in your life. Now, if you are watching on Facebook, you'll notice that at the top of our page is a donate button. You can click that and make a donation, and that comes straight to us at the center. Or if you prefer, you can go to our website, cslsr.org, and there you will find an online portal to give also. Or, if you prefer, you can send in a check to our physical address, 2075 Occidental Road, Santa Rosa, California, 95401, and we will receive that and gratefully enter it into our database. And finally, thank you to everyone who has completed a giving intention, letting us know what your intended giving for 2021 is going to be, your best estimate. And if you omitted overlook doing that, it's not too late. You can do that with all of the upheaval and changes in our world. We know that we have to be more open with our timeline, and so we welcome your participation at whatever time is right for you. And now please enjoy this music.
A world that works for everyone. Yes, we're amazing, and we've just begun to feel the power and freedom to be who we came here to be. As we discover each other and celebrate humanity, we are creating a world that works for everyone. Yes, times are changing. It's a love revolution as we are walking together. Love is leading the way through the fields of compassion.
Community announcements. I'm Angela Glasser, a prayer practitioner here at the Center. This afternoon, we gather for our monthly virtual social hall. It's an opportunity to see our community online and share some time in small groups, getting to know each other. It begins at 1 p.m. Come join us. Our annual remembrance service will be broadcast online this year at 7 p.m. Wednesday, October 28th. We will be remembering loved ones who have passed on since November of 2019. Reverend Sayota Bell, members of our Grief and Loss Support Ministry, and Christopher Fritchie will host the service. Details on these two events and more are found on our website, www.cslsr.org. Under services, you'll find the Sunday bulletin filled with details and links. Small groups continue to meet online. You can find out more in the online bulletin. Here are two examples. At tonight's Sunday evening conversation, practitioner Krista McAtee's topic is giving and receiving as one thing. We gather at 7 p.m. Reverend Joyce Dufala is offering a lovely weekday practice called Generating Love. The purpose of the 20-minute gathering is sitting in stillness to expand our ability to be aware of and amplify the presence of love as ourselves and in the world to the benefit of all. You can join Reverend Joyce Monday through Friday on Zoom at 10 a.m. Did you know that there is free and confidential prayer right after our service? Now you do. To receive prayer, leave at the end of this broadcast and go to the special link for after-service prayer. The prayer practitioners arrive a bit before the service and look forward to supporting you in knowing your best and highest good. Thank you for being a part of our spiritual community.
I'm here with the former vice president of the center's board of trustees, Lynn Rubush. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Nancy.
And we're here to talk about board dialogue. So board dialogue is one of the commitments of serving on the board of trustees that just does not feel like a commitment. It's something that we get to do. And I know it's something, Lynn, that you love and is really special to you. So I'm going to ask you, will you share with us what you love about board dialogue?
This is an easy one for me, Nancy. Thank you. I stand in such gratitude. Just thinking about being in dialogue, in board dialogue, I just feel such love, such kindness, such caring. It's such a place where there's open trust and unconditional love. And we get to spend that time together every month. Mm. It's very special.
Yeah, it's all of the trustees come together and share. And we share and we listen to each other, which is just an amazing experience.
You know, sometimes I would think, well, I have this to share and I have that to share. Mm-hmm. And I might not speak the entire time.
Yeah.
Because it's such a privilege to listen.
Mm, so true. And do you know what? I'm going to tell you, for me, the depth of dialogue, the transformation for me was that I actually sunk into the feeling that people wanted to hear what I had to share, mm-hmm. and that it mattered to them that I opened myself up in a way that was at my pace. And I got to know the board members better and they got to know me better. And then when we went into the business meeting, we knew each other and we were able to conduct the business of the center from that place of trust.
Exactly. Exactly. You build such a community and such a feeling of respect and caring for one another. And
it's perfect.
It matters.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. So what we've just said is the heart of board dialogue, but I bet people will have some questions about it because it's something that a lot of people don't know about as being part of board service. I would love to share more about it. I bet you would too, Lynn.
Of course. And
yeah, so I'm going to invite people to stop by the website. On the homepage of the center's website, there's a link called Be a Trustee. And from there, you'll find a link to the board directory. And also, if you fill out the interest form, we'll send you a list of former trustees who'll be glad to answer any of your questions. And that website is cslsr.org. Lynn, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you, Nancy. It was wonderful.
Excellent. Thanks.
Please say these words with me. And if you do not know these words or not familiar with them, you will be if you hang around long enough with us. Something wonderful is happening through me right now. It is this thing called life. Life is in my mind, life is in my body, and life is in my affairs. I think it, I feel it, and I accept it. Just the way that it is, and just the way that it is not. Thank you, life. Know with me that you are never alone, that spirit is right where you are, that you have only to look within at any moment to know that you're guided, sustained, and uplifted by a presence that expresses its good through you in this world. In deepest gratitude, let us live our lives accordingly, so that in everything that we do and say and think, we honor this presence within. And so it is. Thank you so much for being with us this week. There are messages from our community that you will see scrolled on the screen at the end of this service. And next week, we will be addressing forgiveness. Goodbye.
Every step.